Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Jesus's miraculous resurrections, highlighting his power, compassion, and restoration abilities. The Bible verse for today is found in Luke chapter 7, verses 12 to 13. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Luke 7, 12, 13.
The miracles performed by Jesus during his time on earth were truly remarkable, weren't they? I mean, he did some incredible things that left people in awe. But perhaps the most profound miracles of all were the ones where Jesus brought people back to life. Can you imagine being dead one moment and then being brought back to life the next? It's mind-blowing. These miraculous resurrections really showcase the incredible power and compassion of Jesus. And you know what? They still resonate with us today. Even though they happened thousands of years ago, we can't help but be moved by these stories. They touch something deep within us. What's even more amazing is the fact that the individuals Jesus raised from the dead were in different stages of death. Let's take a closer look at a few examples. First, there's the story of Jairus' daughter. She had only recently passed away, and when Jesus entered the room, she was still lying in the bed where she had died just hours before. But that didn't stop Jesus. He simply said, "My child, get up." And just like that, she was alive again. Can you imagine the joy and relief her family must have felt? Now let's talk about the widow's son. The story is truly extraordinary. Jesus sees this grieving mother who has just lost her only son, and his heart breaks for her. He steps forward, touches the coffin, and says, "Young man, I tell you, arise." And guess what? The dead man sits up and starts talking. Can you even imagine being there and witnessing that? I think I would have been speechless. But perhaps the most incredible resurrection story of all is the one of Lazarus. Now Lazarus had been dead for 4 whole days. By the time Jesus arrives, some people are filled with doubt. They think it's too late, that nothing can be done. But Jesus, undeterred by their lack of faith, stands before the tomb and says, "Lazarus, come forth." And then, get this, Lazarus actually emerges from the grave. Can you believe it? And to top it all off, Jesus commands those around him to set Lazarus free from his grave clothes. He wanted Lazarus to experience the fullness of life once more. These miraculous resurrections serve as a powerful reminder that Jesus has power even over death itself. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are or how long it's been since someone passed away. Jesus can bring life back to those who have lost it. His love and compassion know no bounds, and his ability to restore and redeem is limitless. As we reflect on these incredible miracles, I think it's important for us to not just marvel at the power of Jesus, but to also place our trust in him. You see, just as he brought life back into the bodies of those who had died, he can breathe new life into our weary souls. He can restore every area of our lives that feels broken and empty. We just have to trust him. So let's not only be amazed by these stories, but let's also remember that Jesus is still in the business of bringing life out of death. He's still in the business of resurrection. And that is truly something to be thankful for.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and wonder, reflecting on the miraculous resurrections performed by your Son, Jesus. His extraordinary power over death leaves us in awe of your boundless love and compassion. Lord, we thank you for the assurance that just as Jesus brought life from death in those remarkable moments, he continues to breathe new life into our weary souls. We place our trust in him, knowing that in our brokenness he brings healing, and in our emptiness he fills us with your grace. May we embrace the hope that comes from believing in Jesus, the one who conquered death and offers us eternal life. Help us to trust him with every aspect of our lives, knowing that his power knows no bounds. In his holy name we pray. Amen. As we part ways today, we want to express our heartfelt thanks for joining in our reflections and prayers. Your presence and engagement are truly appreciated. May blessings abound in your life, bringing you joy, peace, and prosperity in all your endeavors. May you find strength in your faith and the unwavering love of the divine. Feel free to share the wisdom and inspiration you found here with those you hold dear. Let us spread the light and hope we've discovered together. Until we meet again, take care, and may your days be filled with grace and blessings.